Hello and welcome to Knit Spirit. I'm your host, Ivy Reisner, and this is episode 61, audiobook review. On the show, I sometimes talk about Grace. She's my guardian angel, and Knit Spirit is sponsored by Earth Fair, the best place to get beaded knitting supplies on the web. And this week, a lot of knitting got done. I finished BYOB, that's the bring your own bag pattern from the summer issue of Knitty. It's huge. I think I could fit like Wyoming in the bag. It's enormous. I changed the pattern up a little bit. I started to run out of yarn at the end. I think that and the size might have something to do with the fact that I never bother to check my gauge. It's a bag. I don't check gauges for bags. So I started to run out of yarn. Instead of finishing with my main color was terracotta, instead of finishing up with terracotta and then doing the handles, I finished with a black trim and then put on a strap. I like straps better anyway. And then I pulled out a leftover half skein of Angora and finished some ear warmers. And then I finished the birthday cowl in a Malabrigo, a variegated blue. It's kind of worked out really nicely. And that was a fun pattern because it finishes up really fast. It looks a little bit more complicated than it actually is because of the way the decreases cause everything to slant really nicely. And it was a fun pattern. It's a wonderful, wonderful yarn to work with. I've been spinning a wool silk blend, sort of variegated blues, mostly dark, a little bit of gray, a little bit of black in it on the spinning wheel. And I'm doing it fingering weight for socks. It should be fun. I'm sort of weird when I ply yarn off of the wheel because I don't like plying two bobbins against each other. For some reason, it never works out right for me. So I'm going to end up putting it on my yarn winder and then plying the outside of the ball to the inside of the ball. There is an online forum that might be of interest to Christian listeners, and it's called Godly Gals. It's about the Bible and it's about Christian spirituality, and you can find it at www.godlygals.com. The Vatican has issued a directive to remove the Holy Tetragrammaton name, that's the one that's spelled in Hebrew as Yud, He, Vav, He, from the liturgy. This is out of respect for the sacredness of the name and out of respect for God. And that had been the Jewish practice for well over 2,000 years. So it's interesting that it would be put into the liturgy and interesting that it's taken out again. Thank you, Jane, for pointing that out. I just finished reading, or rather listening to, as I have it in audiobook format, A Princess of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. This is classic science fiction, absolutely brilliant stuff. I'm going to be reviewing it for sfsite.com, and you can find my review of Ubik there now. This is Burroughs' first published work. He then went on to the long-running Tarzan series, finally returning to John Carter, note the initials, and his adventures on Mars. I'd argue that the John Carter books are his stronger works. If you like science fiction, this one is a must-read, lots of fun. And there is, if you look for it, a lot of religious symbolism in it. For example, he dies and is resurrected in a cave. As I said before, note the initials. It's an interesting book. It plays on a lot of levels. I highly recommend it. This episode, I want to review an audiobook. The publisher, Thomas Nelson Publishing, has asked that I post it to my blog, so I already have. So if you've already read that, you might not be too interested in the rest of the show, but hang out for just one more minute. I am going to be playing some audio clips from the book, so you might want to hear that, but I wanted to do one quick thing out of order. I wanted to post a prayer request now, so that anyone who doesn't want to hear the review a second time can then go tune out and tune back in about 2 weeks when I do the next show. But this one's kind of important, so I wanted to make certain that before you turned out, you heard this one. And it came from a writing list that I'm on. The requester's name is Joyce. And Joyce writes, "Everyone, whatever God or goddess you pray to, get healing energy from, etc., please, I need your help now. There is a young girl, 26, that has been like a daughter to me since she was 13. The other night she tried to kill herself and is now laying in a coma. Please send her all you have in the way of prayers, energy, etc. Her name is Dana. Thank you." So prayers going out to Dana. The book I'm reviewing is called the Word of Promise Next Generation New Testament Dramatic Audio Bible All-Star Cast. I can't discuss content too much for this review because, well, that wouldn't make too much sense. Sure, some description would have been nice. The pacing is a bit off in places, and some footnotes might have explained Jesus' puns to those not versed in the Talmud and first century Aramaic. They're pretty good. There's a bit in Talmud about never showing a man an elephant going through the eye of a needle. Well, Jesus plays on this and on a near hominin when he talks about his rich man, Kamel, and his, well, camel. Camel, even in Aramaic, we get it from Egyptian. We get an all-star cast, and kudos to the group for getting all those names right. They just flow so comfortably. Great job. The voices are appropriate for the characters. The double tone of the demon's voice is really clever, and it's really easy to understand. Some voice-altering tricks make the words indistinct, but this was totally clear.
What do you want with us, Son of God? Did you come here to punish us before the right time?
I like that reverb effect. Cody Lindley does a brilliant job in the role of Jesus. His voice carries a softness, a clarity, and an understated strength that fit Jesus perfectly. He's a captivating voice actor, and this is a tremendous performance.
Why do you notice the little piece of dust that is in your brother's eye, but you don't see the big piece of wood that is in your own eye? You say to your brother, "Brother, let me take that little piece of dust out of your eye." Why do you say this? You cannot see that big piece of wood in your own eye. You are a hypocrite. First, take the piece of wood out of your own eye. Then you will see clearly to take the dust out of your brother's eye.
It's a good translation. It doesn't thee, thou, the Almighty. In Old English, thee and thou were second person singular pronouns like tu in French. And it's informal. It's used to speak down to an underling. Thou shalt not commit murder, says the Almighty to his humble worshippers. It's used to express closeness. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Shakespeare asks his lover. But thy will be done, spoken by a human to a deity, is kind of rude. Thee and thou have fallen out of English by the time of King James, largely because you is so much more polite, and in trying to sound ancient, he just got it wrong. This translation is plain, modern English, correctly used, and it just flows nicely to the modern ear. I have only two nitpicks. One is the space between the files. The gap is so large that I kept checking my device for mechanical failure all the time. You can tell when one section ends and the next one begins because you've got nearly 30 seconds between them. And the other is the narrator who introduces some of the segments. She's kind of overacting. Take a listen.
Jesus loved and trusted John so much that as his earthly life was coming to an end, he gave his mother into John's care.
The intention of the production is to appeal to modern young listeners, and I think it achieves that pretty well. I give this book 4 stars out of 5, and I think it's pretty well done. That should wrap us up for this time. Have a wonderful new year, and until next time, be blessed and keep knitting.